Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Today, I will share a story about Jesus and a religious official named Jairus. He is a desperate man who wants to save the life of his little girl. Jesus is his only hope in keeping her alive. This is one of several stories in my series, The Raising of the Dead. Jesus was with his disciple as they arrived on a beach of a large city. Word spread quickly that Jesus was on the beach, so the crowds flooded to the waterfront area, making it difficult for Jesus to go anywhere. In the crowd was a synagogue official named Jairus, who was desperately seeking Jesus. He fell at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. His daughter was so sick, the family was concerned that she would not last the day. Jairus pleaded with Jesus, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and touch her so she'll get well and live." Jesus picked the man up and started following him as they fought their way through the crowd to his house with his disciples in tow. As they were working their way through the crowd, a lady pulled at Jesus' robe. Jesus stopped and shouted, "Who touched my robe?" "Master, what are you talking about? The crowds are pressing all around us. And what do you mean, who touched your robe?" A lady came and fell at Jesus' feet. While this was all going on, one man was searching in the crowd for Jairus, who suddenly appeared next to him. "Jairus, Jairus, I have some bad news. There's no need to bring Jesus to the house now. Just come with me, away from the crowds. Jairus, Jairus, your daughter is dead. Now leave Jesus alone and come with me." Jairus must have been crushed. He was almost home with Jesus in hand. It would have only taken a touch of Jesus' hand to heal his little girl. But now all hope is lost. Bringing her back to life is well beyond the thoughts of Jairus, but not Jesus. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.